bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, Jess, would you believe that I witnessed James saying something inappropriate?
I definitely would if it was at an ice cream parlor, because I believe you would be there.
I would believe that I was at an ice cream parlor and James did say something inappropriate. Would you believe that?
That actually sounds like something that happens every day.
Oh my gosh, that's what happened on Friday. This is the story. This is the Triple Threat podcast. On the weekend, no, on Friday night, it was Prue's birthday. Mm. Beautiful Prue, our newsreader. And we went out and had some food and a drink and whatever. When we were leaving, I was driving, so I offered James a lift home. And, you know, he jumped at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We
got some gelato.
We got gelato because it was right next to where we were.
Guys, lucky I wasn't there. This, I would not have approved.
What? No, you wouldn't have. You would have been like, oh, we've already had a burger and now we're having ice cream.
Screw that.
Delicious. As we were getting ice cream.
You have no idea what it's like going home alone.
As we were getting ice cream, my boyfriend was with us and he saw some people that he knew. Well, he saw a guy that he knew. So he starts chatting to this guy and this guy was with this girl. And
she was from Spain.
Had a pretty awesome accent. Yeah. She sounded pretty hot. They were having this kind of, you know, conversation, the three of them. Me and James were way too consumed in our ice cream initially. Then we came into the conversation. Then there were five of us. We were asking the girl questions and the boy questions.
She was from Barcelona.
Barcelona. And meanwhile, you know, I'm thinking, I wonder what's going on
bit
there.
Bit of sexual tension there.
Are they on a date?
Picking up a little bit of few
vibes.
Yeah,
well, you just, you know, you're not sure and you're like, are they on a date or what's going on?
And you don't want to say anything.
And I know
because you don't want to be awkward.
Exactly. And then James, out of absolutely nowhere. Now, can I just say that James didn't know any of these people?
Didn't know them.
Both me and my boyfriend knew the guy, but James knew, I had no idea who they are, you know, just tagging along.
Yeah.
Just says really loudly and awkwardly, so are you guys like on a date?
Oh, mate.
And we all just kind of looked at each other like, oh.
Did he say it more like this though, Christina? Hey, are you guys on a date?
No. It was early.
That's not how he talks.
No.
Hey, are you guys like on a date? How was that?
Not bad.
That's pretty close.
You know, when like someone says what you're all thinking, but no one should say it.
Yeah.
And then we all kind of looked at each other and then they looked at each other and they were like,
this is the best response.
They were like, I don't know.
What is this?
Oh. Yeah. Crap.
James
then
just made it happen.
Awkward as hell. And we ended up leaving, going home, and then driving past them, sitting there eating their ice cream.
Were they making out? They were making out.
No.
Were they sharing ice cream?
They weren't even looking at each
other.
Oh,
no.
So awkward. They were sitting looking in other directions, eating their ice cream.
Wow.
I ruined their day.
It was really uncomfortable. So were they, I don't know, like, was she supposed to one of them be like, yeah, we're on a date or no?
Yeah,
of course we're, because no one said anything.
That's the worst thing, where you don't specify what it is.
Yeah. And so James, you know, comes in with his ice cream, stuffs up everything, leaves, and we'll never see either of these people again.
Just mileyed it. Bloody wrecking ball.
And yes, and then we drove past and my boyfriend was like, because we were driving quite slowly because we were waiting to turn out and we
just
could
creepy.
See
Slash
them.
Just wanting to watch them.
And we could see them and he was like, hurry up, drive. And I'm like, well, I can't go. It's a freaking red light. But, you know, it was really uncomfortable.
Can we find out how they
went?
No, I want to know.
We absolutely cannot.
Did they go home together? Is there going to be a date 2.0?
Well, I don't know, but I've got a feeling if
there needs to be a date 1.0 before there can be a 2.0,
I've got a feeling
mate.
That you did not help the situation in the slightest. She'd been in the country for a month, so she was probably like, I found, you know, made a friend.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, crap, I hope she didn't think this was a date. Like, who knows what was going on in their heads?
Or maybe they were just meant to be together.
Oh, gosh.
There's nothing worse than, I know it's happened to me when you've been sort of two people and you're not really supposed to.
Yeah.
But you're there and then someone says, are you guys together? And then you've both got to be like, oh, no, and laugh it off. Like, there's no sexual tension there. And then it's just like, no, no. And then the night is just gone. Can't make eye contact, so you sit facing opposite ways. You've ruined their night, James.
Mm. Well, I'm not calling or contacting him, but I've just gone in his Facebook and I can't see any sign of her.
Well, no one's going to put up selfies with, you know.
Maybe, like yummy ice cream.
Love Spain.
Is this a date? I don't know.
Hey, guys, I'm in Barcelona.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.